So maybe we can talk a little bit about the REACH2 trial. Tim, maybe you can start out talking a little bit about what they looked at there.
So, you know, I already mentioned this earlier that, you know, the idea of using vascular targeting agents in HCC obviously was very interesting, and the ramucirumab was initially tested in all comers, and then there was a retrospective analysis that noticed that patients with elevated AFP had actually benefited from ramucirumab treatment. So second study was started, that's why it's a REACH2, as a second line in patients with elevated AFP greater than 400. And the outcome has actually been published in Lancet Oncology, and the data was obviously presented before. The overall survival was, I believe, in the range of 7 to 8 months. I believe the data now is a little less than 8.5 months with the RAM group versus 7.3 in the placebo group. An increase in the PFS almost doubled from 1.6 to 2.8 months. Treatment was relatively well tolerated as expected. The main adverse event was hypertension in this patient population.
Anything else you want to say about tolerability issues, Tim? Is your patient typical, do you think?
Yes, I think so, right.
Interesting. So, Hassan, do you think this agent is going to be approved in HCC? And if it is, how are you going to think through where you're going to use it?
There's some minor revision in regard to the outcome, but still it's a positive study. There was a piece to the results of the study that I wrote as an editorial about like what really this might mean. And I have to admit that I definitely did acknowledge that the study is positive. I would agree with them that it's another option that could be available for patients. But I have to admit that this component of high L52 protein as being a marker for the value of the drug, I am not necessarily sure that this is really validated in any way, shape, or form. The way I wrote it, and you can read it for yourself, is that simply it was a snapshot that was taken a little bit later in the game, and there was probably a more or better chance for seeing the difference that was missed at the REACH, which interestingly was seen at the time with only the high FP level. So I would not necessarily see a certain particularity in regard to the alpha-fetoprotein protein. Hopefully, if there is any qualitative work that was done with the study, it will be very intriguing to see at some point in time.
So, Tim, again, first of all, what fraction of patients have elevated alpha-fetoprotein protein?
I think it's about 40%.
And in those patients, what are you thinking in terms of sequencing? Let's say the drug is approved. How would you think about sequencing in those patients?
Well, the sequencing is a big question right now, and it's probably going to change very soon again once we get into the question of new first-line treatments. But right now, you know, it's certainly an option for patients that have progressed mainly on sorafenib because that's the data that we have for an increased AFP. So it's in the second-line setting.
So, for example, comparing that to regorafenib in a patient with high AFP?
What I would probably say, it's really a discussion of adverse events and then outcome. Obviously, you know, you don't want to compare one study to the other, but the data for the regorafenib in terms of survival and response rate looks a little better.